continue our teaching on some of the supernatural effects of prayer. But have the teachings so far helped you? Two people should call in and tell us their experience of how much it has helped. Just two people. Just two people.
Good evening, Pastor.
Yes, hi. Good evening.
Thank you, Pastor, sir, for the opportunity.
So, all Pastor, right.
this teaching, my prayer life has really been effective. At first, when I'm praying and my mind is quite inactive, I'll be pushed to stop praying. But by the teachings, you have reminded us that we shouldn't stop praying even when the prayer feels dry. So I just keep on praying, believing that God is hearing me. And by the time I realize it, I just start enjoying myself in prayer, and that dry feeling just leaves. Yes, this, and my prayer life is also consistent. I just pray at any time, at any point. I don't have that mindset that I have to have that experience. Yes, please, Pastor. It's very consistent now, my prayer life. And thank you, Pastor, sir, for this teaching.
Amazing. I'm hoping that, you see, you get to listen to the various sessions over and over again. Because you know what the devil does? Over time, he makes it stale. He's fond of doing that. That's why I don't read a book once. You see, you have to read it over and 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 over again. And you have to listen over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Right? So, I'm teaching you how to stay, you know, and keep at it. You have to listen over and over and over again. And pray over and over and over and over again. Right? So everything that you have heard today, that you have heard previously that, you know, caused you to want to pray some more, make sure you guard that revelation jealously. See? He's like that bird that comes right on in when the word has been sown and he tries to come steal it again. So guard it jealously. When you see that, it's like you are, he said, no, I was taught this, so I should keep at it. Right? So make sure you are guarding it jealously, the things you've heard, the things you've learned. And I'm just supernaturally teaching you. You would not believe it, but there are no preparations to what I'm teaching you. I'm just supernaturally teaching you. Yes, I'm just teaching you. Yeah, there are no, I sit down a second to the teaching or a minute to the teaching. Then I said, okay, the way I started teaching you on childlike, I just sat down and I said, no, I think we have to look at it. So we are receiving from the Lord Himself via the teachings. Yeah, we're receiving from God. So I believe that this is also that time, you know, where you are supposed to be giving to prayer, because that's what God is doing. See, that's what God is doing. And like I told you this evening, early in the evening, he says that, tell them that I'm increasing the grace of God upon their lives. He didn't say all the teachings, though. Just by the two teachings that I'm teaching you, yesterday and today. Yesterday evening, today evening, and then this evening. He says, tell them these two teachings is going to increase the grace on their lives, like that you're going to increase the grace on your life, right? Let's hear the last person before I start and just get on into talking to you very shortly today. I'm trusting God that to be very short. Then next person who wants to share that experience with us. There's nobody.
Good evening, Pastor.
Okay, good evening.
Sorry. Pastor, please, thank you for the opportunity.
Okay.
Pastor, please, the teachings have been a blessing, a great blessing in my life. I found myself having more faith. It has been able to grow my faith every time I listen to the teaching sessions, from the teaching of faith to the teaching of being prayerful and everything. And I found that as I listen to the teachings again and again, I'm able to walk in faith. Yes, please. And there are times when I go to school and my classmates make certain comments because they are not Christians. So most of the time they talk in fear. But then I find myself saying in my head that I believe God and I trust God, that things will work out for me. So it has been a blessing and I'm well pleased. Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Great. So she's been able to, you know, walk in faith concerning the things that have been taught. Let me just run the testing mics. Anybody else? Anybody else?
That's a piece of me.
Okay.
Pastor, please, good evening. Pastor, please, thank you so much for the opportunity to share my experience. Pastor, please, first of all, the teachings have greatly been a blessing and a great help to me as pertaining to prayer. Pastor, I remember the counsel you gave me when you came to campus about how that praying continually is how the work will grow. And Pastor, please, I've taken heed to that instruction via the teachings too. It has helped me. I've kept a regimented time, and it's very consistent now by God's grace. When I told you of how everything was going with regards to prayer and the stage of God's word, and you gave me the encouragement and told me to be very regular and very consistent, Pastor, it has greatly helped me. And I don't know, the more I listen to the teachings, the more I am inspired to pray more. And Pastor, please, it has helped me in my communication very much. Much more, I'm able to communicate much better the things that you teach via just listening to the teachings. Sometimes I have to go back to the teaching, I go back to it and listen to it. And Pastor, please, it has opened a lot to me very much with regards to even my seeing. Pastor, even my seeing and my hearing, I'm able to flow more and flow better. Pastor, it's even getting very amazing how that I'm even able to know some things about some people and I tell them. And I just believe that the prayer and how consistent the prayer has been now is working. Pastor, please, it's working. And the work you gave me, the opportunity you gave me to go to the other school, Pastor, I'm also seeing a supernatural touch to the increase in number and the stability. Pastor, thank you so much for the teachings. Thank you so much for pouring into us. Pastor, please, thank you for believing in the best that we are. And Pastor, thank you so much for not giving up on us. Pastor, please, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Great. Great. Let's hear the next person. Normally, when you're given the opportunity, okay, personalize to me, okay? Me. Is that okay? All right, so let's have, but that was great. I mean, I mean, we're enjoying prayer, isn't it? So that was great, and I'm hoping that you keep at it. You keep at it. So Sir Louis, keep at it. Let's hear the next person.
Good evening, Pastor.
Yes, good evening, honey.
Thank you very much, Pastor, for this opportunity. So, Pastor, please, these teachings have been very helpful to me, and I've benefited in some ways so far since you've been teaching. So I remember there was this day you spoke about being consistent in prayer, praying throughout the day, and keeping it logged in. So I remember that I found myself in a certain place. It was a funeral setting, actually, and I happened to be in a place, and all of a sudden, someone started behaving in a certain way I found very a bit abnormal, and I didn't understand, but I was not scared or anything at that moment. I just found myself speaking in tongues, because I remembered that you told us that no matter where we are, we should speak at the party. Just the previous day before that session, before that gathering, I remember you said that at the party, at the beach, and then I had that experience. So I was just speaking in tongues, and I realized that I was not afraid or anything of that sort. And also, I found that I've increased in faith since I started listening and heeding to this teaching, praying throughout the day. I realized that I'll have certain situations where I don't really know how things will turn out, but I wouldn't be scared. I'll be very hopeful and very normal, trusting God that everything will be fine, having faith about every situation. And it has really been helpful throughout these days. Thank you very much, Pastor Sir. God bless you.
Beautiful. 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 Let's hear Mandy. The last one. Who's the last one? Sir Louis.
Yes, please, Pastor. Good evening, Pastor. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share my experience and all that I've learned so far.
All right.
And Pastor, please, as you've been teaching on the supernatural effects of prayer, you taught us that there will be an increase in supernatural. You taught me that there will be an increase in supernatural experiences. And you also taught me that we will be childlike, or I will be childlike in my manner. And I had an interesting experience this morning. I was asleep.
Can everyone hear her? It looks like I'm having some breakages.
I just responded, yes, Holy Spirit.
So hold on. Please. Could you start again?
So could you start the tap again? Started flowing, and the whole... Oh, yes, please.
Okay, Pastor. Mandy, could you start again?
Pastor,
we couldn't hear you.
I was saying that... Yes, please, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yes, please, Pastor. And please, can I be heard now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please, you can.
Pastor, please. I was saying thank you so much for your teaching on prayer. And as you're teaching, you taught her, I learned that prayer would, as we pray, we'll learn and we'll have supernatural experiences and we'll also become childlike in our manner. So I was sharing an experience I had this morning, that while I was sleeping, I heard a very in my mother's voice. So I woke up.
So you had a very.
When I woke up,
could you start from a very.
I had a very loud call of my name, Mandy. I heard it very loudly.
Your mother, okay. Your mother calls you Mandy, okay. Okay, we are listening to you.
So I woke up and it was in my mind. I got up and came to myself. I now realized, oh, my mom is not even in the house. So I now responded, yes, Holy Spirit. And then I got up from the bed. Only to move to the bathroom. And our tap doesn't flow consistently. And the tap had started flowing the previous night. And because I was asleep, I didn't hear it. So the bathroom was flooded. And the corridor leading to the bathroom, water was on the floor. So I just immediately just smiled and I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit, and I immediately thank the Holy Spirit, and I believe that if not for the teaching that we would be, probably I would have woken up and just taken it as, oh, it was my mind, and it wasn't the Holy Spirit, it was my mind, and I would have just kept on sleeping, and it might have turned into a worse experience, and also, it was a supernatural experience, because I heard it very audibly, very loudly. It wasn't just like a thought in my mind. It was a very audible call, Mandy, in my mother's voice. So I'm very grateful, Pastor, and I'm really seeing these things that you are teaching us coming into fruition in my life. And prayer has also been very, very easy and very, very effective. And sometimes I just find myself bursting into prayer while I'm even in the course of doing something. I just find myself speaking in tongues. It has become so, so easy. And then I'm just enjoying the whole experience, Daddy. Thank you so, so much for all that you have taught me. I'm very, very grateful. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. There are diverse experiences and diverse encounters. You know, diverse in their natures. So let me say this. Like, I tried to correct that. So me, not us. Because you're not speaking for us. Okay. So you taught me during the teaching session that prayer does this for me. I learned this. I caught this. No, we learned that. You taught that we should. I learned. Yeah. Some of you who have ever heard me share my experience on Bishop laying hands on me, I never say he laid hands on all men of God. No, because I don't know any man of God. Laid hands on me. He spoke those words to me. These begin to everybody. I don't know what it does for everyone, but he spoke those words to me. Laid hands on me. Spoke those words to me. Those words are for me. They're not for everybody. Do you see that? Great. So, I believe that we are being tremendously, you know, blessed. And like I said, the essence of the teachings is so that there is a practice. Don't listen to the teachings for the fact that you just want to listen to them. Oh, wow, it's just... We just love to hear what he has to say. No. We're not teaching for formality. Like, when you see, sometimes we're mistaking the teaching ministry for formality. Like, the choir is finished. Yes, Pastor, we are waiting for you to come and preach so that we can hear and go home. It's like we want to make it a formality. No. Right, the teachings are well tailored by the Holy Spirit, by God, for us to be able to mold ourselves and shape ourselves into what he wants us to become. Do you see that? Yeah. So these myself, I was thinking about it today. They are purely supernatural. Yes, they are purely supernatural. They are not something that you say that I had to plan to say the supernatural effect of prayer in this. The supernatural effect, it just came, and then we are just enjoying it. So we are just enjoying how it comes. Supernatural effect of prayer and childlikeness. You see that? So the we're just enjoying whatever it is. And so, but don't just be there and just be listening to the teachings, and then you realize that your prayer life is not becoming any better. You didn't help me, and you didn't help the God who gave the information to you, right? So make and do your best, right? Do your best. Do your best to become something that you are being taught. Ephesians 5:18 to 22. Ephesians 5:18 to 22. Ephesians 5:18 to 22. So I'm hoping that you listen. It's going to be very short, but I want you to listen. The people who couldn't share their experiences and then they wanted additional additional time, call in. I'll give you the opportunity to share. Just call in and I'll tell you when you should start sharing. So Ephesians 5:18-22, right, says, and be not drunk. Okay, let's hear it. So Louis, quickly, 40 seconds. Let me just
A few days ago, I was just in my room, and you taught me that we are going to, as we give ourselves more to prayer, we are going to see the Holy Spirit. We are going to see that supernatural effect in our decisions. So, Pastor Peace, I was in my room some few days ago. I didn't plan to go anywhere. I didn't plan to go out that whole day. The whole day I was in my room. But very late in the night, I just sensed that I just started dressing up. I just dressed up. I didn't know where I was going to. I dressed up. I left the room. I was just walking. I was talking to my Mercedes on the phone. I was just walking. Pastor, I walked for a very long distance. Didn't know where I was going to. Kept on walking. I got to a certain roundabout here. And I just heard in my heart, why don't you go to this school, the senior high school? So I don't know why, but I just walked. And I was walking. Pastor, when I entered into the school, the first person I saw, the very first person I saw, I asked him some questions. Then I asked him to show me some. I was looking for someone. I don't know why I was looking for the person, but I just said I was looking for this person. And Pastor, I looked for the person. He looked for the person for me. I met the person. Then the first person I met in the school was shocked that I was speaking to him. Pastor, I was asking him whether he wanted to serve God, whether he wanted to know God more. And he was saying he would be very happy about that. Not knowing, that was the first day he got saved. He got saved that very, very day. And he was asking God how he would start with his journey in the Lord. So I'm in my room. I just don't know why I'm getting out. I just get dressed and I meet him in the hostel. He's the first person I meet on the campus, and I told him that I will help him with his spiritual work. So, Pastor Peace, subsequent times when I go to that place, Pastor Peace, I intend to start discipling him. Pastor, thank you so much. And Pastor Peace, the fasting is helping. I was 84 kilos now, for 71. Thank you, Pastor, for the prayer and the fasting. Thank you so
much. Beautiful. Beautiful. So we're having supernatural effects of prayer. Let me tell you something. These things are not secluded to some. That's all I'm teaching you. I'm just teaching you how to go about it. Right? Yes. So if you would just simply yield, if you would just simply yield, you will find God do amazing things with you. Amazing, amazing. And you will also be sharing experiences on hearing Him, you know, flowing with Him, talking to Him, right? So we are going to have more of these experiences, more of them, right? So We're going to continue on our teaching. That's beautiful. And so we're going to continue on our teaching on being childlike. In the next, I'm hoping that in the next few minutes, I will say something very strong that will help us. And for now, could you pause on the commenting so that we could have the scripture on? And do not be drunk with wine, in which is a dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we got to see that Ephesians 1:18-20 is actually talking about the believer who is full of the Holy Spirit, right? But all of these are function of a certain lifestyle that is kept. So there is a glow when you are full of the Spirit. If you're full of the Spirit, we'll always find you speaking, it's praying. There's a prayer, there's a speaking, there's a song on your heart. There are spiritual songs that bubble off, they bubble out of you, interestingly. Right, but he says something. You see, as Christians, we might just be prone to seeing that being full of the Spirit will only entail speaking, will only entail singing, will only entail making melody, will only entail giving thanks always for all things. But he adds another. Then he says, submitting to one another in the fear of God. In the fear of God, it means that there is also an effect. You see, there is an effect that happens. There's something that you see with somebody who is full of the Spirit. And obviously, praying in tongues is a sign that you're full of the Spirit. You speak, there's an effect. When we see it, we can see that effect. So the person is what? Is submissive. And I told you that prayer is going to have, or prayer is going to be able to produce that effect of being submissive, being childlike. You know, the word submit, it means to give in to one another. You give in to one another. You know, that's really hard to do sometimes from the natural standpoint, right? So you're going to give in, you're going to put the flesh under. How can you be offended that there's something, somebody does something very little to you, and then you are already offended? You are prone, offense prone. You are quick to offense. So you get to realize that people are not having this mark of being submissive because they are not full of the Spirit. So, one of the signs I want to talk about as to being childlike, to be submissive, okay, is that you are teachable. You are teachable. You are teachable. You are teachable. Can sit you down and say, you see this thing, it's like this. You see this thing, it's like that. Do it like this. Do it like that. Oh, this is what it means. This is what it does not mean. Some of you are not teachable. sometimes not teachable to your parents. Don't listen. I was telling someone, I said, you see, whenever you're growing and your parents are talking, there's a teachability spirit. You see, it's not everything anybody says that I'll really listen to and take. I mean, that I'll really take. But as for listening, I listen. So, I learned that from Kenneth Hagin. My mind does all the sieving. But you will never find my words saying that, you are very adult, you are a big man like this, and this is what I don't agree with. No, I just listen to what you have to say. But in my mind, I say, no, it's not like this. But I'll not really tell you that, no, it's not like this. You see that? So, a child is teachable. Yes, it's the sign of a child. You can teach a child. You can say, sit here and learn. I overheard a conversation between a mother and her child. And the mother was saying something. So don't you learn from me that I don't do this and don't do that. I said, hey, she was teaching the child. And the child was actually listening. So a child is teachable. When you find that you cannot be taught anything, I can promise you, you have stopped praying. And you have also stopped paying heed to God's word in your heart. It's true. It's true. That's why it is very difficult. I say this with so much truth. It is very difficult for a prayerful man to swindle off totally into error. It's not possible. He might switch off into it. But you see, because his heart is prayerful, God has a supernatural way of bringing him into places where he has to see again. Yes. So it's very difficult for somebody who is prayerful to sway off totally into error. It's almost difficult because that supernatural effect of prayer is to make sure that no matter how you are wrong and no matter how, you know, whether in doctrine, whatever it is you believe wrongly, once you are just praying, you'll be shocked that God will orchestrate things together so that you can come back. Yes. So it's very difficult. If you were going to choose somebody who was very prayerful, and you were also going to choose somebody who was very, I said, no, as for me, I'm just a philosopher, I just read. I would choose a prayerful person because God can do much more with a prayerful person than he'll do with a proud person who is puffed up with knowledge. That's why God bypasses all of the professors and all of these when he goes to pick village people and he makes them prophets, and now they are saying that these prophets are like this. Blah, 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 blah. You were too wise for God. You were not teachable. You were not teachable. He puts an anointing on them. Passes all the professors and all of that. And then he finds a village boy who cannot even read or write. But he understands that just standing there and saying produces power, and God will use him. And you'll be there with all your explanations and definitions and all of that. You are not seeing the power of God anywhere. Don't see anything. You don't know anything. Why is it that they lay hands on people? But God's using someone's laid hands to raise the dead and to cause cripples to walk. So you see, when you are proud and you are not teachable, God will bypass you and he will find somebody else. It's true. It's true. If you look at the prophetic history of Ghana, the early 60s, 70s, all of them were uneducated, sorry to say. Now they are. Now because we now know them, because they were all, many of them were uneducated. Bishop Salif Wamwako, please edit the site. What do you call it? Yes, it's true, because they shared their story, so it's all over, but I want you to edit it. All of these senior prophets, Owusu Bempah and all of these people, they were ordinary people. Some of them couldn't speak. Bishop Salifu could not even speak and write. Yes, he could not even speak and write. But he believes that when you stand and you say, Shabalaba, Katalaba, Sandalaba, for 5 days, or 3 days, or 1 day, it produces power. And then you find somebody questioning tongue speaking and saying that it doesn't make any sense. So out of the mouth of innocent people, sucklings, babes, people who were useless, sorry to say useless people, they didn't look like their lives were going to really amount to anything. He picks them up and he raises them and he uses them. Archbishop Duncan Williams never went to school. His last class was class 2 or class 1, class 2. Never went to school. Yes. Couldn't even speak and write, speak English fluently. He couldn't even speak English fluently. Couldn't even speak English fluently. One time, they shared a story of how Bishop Doug went with his sisters to Archbishop's church. This time, they were in a house. Shares the story. The action was in the house. They had home, like in a room, and that was where he used to preach. And he said his sisters laughed and laughed and laughed. And he said he regretted for sending his sisters there because the grammatical blunders could kill. They could shoot you alive. You are standing there, poo, and it's a grammatical blunder. Poo is like. So he said he regretted for sending his people there. Because his sister laughed and laughed till the service was over. IS school camp, it was mixing them together. IS school, he just mixes them just to make sense. But today, you see people calling him, that's my father, that's my this is a, but you are a professor, you're saying that. He didn't go to school. So your ability to not be teachable, it's going to cost you a lot if you don't take care. Yes. Sometimes I teach in the negative and I bring it in the positive. So everybody knows their stuff, because it's not everybody who is teachable here. And everybody who wants to listen here. So I have to teach it that way. Then I flip the coin on the other side. So your ability to stay teachable and to listen to instructions and to trust God that simple things like prayer and studying and fasting produces tremendous results, you would still be there on the ground and be asking for help from people. So out of the mouth of babes, innocent people, that's why you don't need to sound very complicated. You don't need to. Just communicate. People can understand you. Says Psalm 8 verse 2. People can understand you. I see God making you teachable. 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 You are like a child. Remember, I already put the balance there. Right? You are simple minded in the wrong things. That's a child. You don't do the wrong thing, but you are teachable to the right things. Yeah. One time I was working with somebody, and I knew that the person was teachable. You could teach the person something, and the person would listen. Teachable, and the person would listen. So I knew that, this one. And when you are teachable, I realize you are teachable. There are many things that I can say to you, you will not believe that. I am the one saying it to you, because I know that it will not hurt you. It will rather make you very teachable. So I said to the person, I said, do you know that I don't like the way you walk? Yeah. I told the person, I said, I don't like the way you walk. And the person said, I didn't know how I walk. I said, now pay attention to it and walk well. And the very next time I saw the person was actually walking well. And I said, That's teachable. You can say something, they will listen. Say, listen. Who are you to question how I walk? Meanwhile, that you're walking is not maybe helping. Yeah, it's not helping. Maybe it's not helping you. It's not helping a brother. It's not helping a sister. It's not helping. It's not helping. I said, walk well. Don't walk like this. Walk like this. And the very next time, the walking had changed. I don't know how the person did it, but the walking had changed. But that's how simple. See, but when you are not teachable, we are not too very much comfortable to tell you some things. Yes, we're not very comfortable. Because we don't really know how you are going to take it. I had a man of God share a story, and he said he had somebody in his church who was working in a very wealthy place. And the person will bring an offering to him. And he said, sometimes when he saw the offering, he shook his head. Said, ha, you. This is what you are bringing to me. So anytime he saw it, he just said, no. So one time the person came in and he called the person and said, come and sit down. Said, how much do you earn? And the person said, oh, I earn this. And he said, you know something? I'm not happy with your offering. And when he said that, he said the person started crying. And said, Pastor, Daddy, or something, forgive me. I have not done it right. See, I've not done it right. Forgive me. And he said, the next time, the person brought times 10 of that to him. And he said, he took it and now said, I am pleased with what you give me. Now, someone will say that that's really what manipulation or what. But I'm telling you, your pastor. Listen, let me tell you something. Many times you think when you give to a man of God, you are giving to help the man of God. You don't give to help any man of God. You are giving for yourself. Because that is what the word of God tells you to do. You are not giving to help the man of God. Like you are doing the man of God a favor. It's like you are favoring the man of God. You are not doing the man of God a favor. You are not doing me a favor when you give to me. You are not doing me a favor. You are only making sure that what God's word has said you are doing, the blessing that comes with, the blessing of a father from his heart is what you receive. You see that? And that means that in the long run, you are the one going to be blessed more. Yeah, you are the one that's going to be blessed the more. It's not the man of God. The man of God, if you don't give, God is going to bring somebody else to give. And then they will be blessed. So it's not about you trying to say, I'm just trying to help. No. When he said that, I read the book and I saw the wisdom in that. You know why he did that? Because he loved this person who supposedly was a son or a daughter. And he wanted this son or daughter to do well in their life. Yeah. Rather than bring an offering or bring a blessed whatever. And then maybe let's say he takes the offering and he's like, hey, just throw this thing away. Doesn't make any sense. I suffered with you, prayed for you, prayed with you, prayed that you go and bring me. What is this? What are you bringing here? And some of you don't know that God sees from the heart. And the same way God rejects things is the same way a man can reject things and God rejects it. Yes. Doesn't mean much. Doesn't mean much. Yes. So the real blessing is when you can get it from the heart. It's not when you just give, because you have been saying that if we don't give, the man of God is going to get angry. No. But you see, a man of God will not be able to tell somebody who is not teachable that you know what? This thing you are bringing is better if you didn't bring it. Yeah. It's better if you didn't bring it. You just take it and in his heart, he doesn't even bless you. And it does not bless him either. So it's like you pour out something into some useless place. But when he truly loves you, you see, it's a very sensitive issue. But you see, it depends on how teachable that you are. That you'll be able to hear some things that natural people will not hear. And that is why there will be that disparity with reception. You see that? Yes, it's true. There's going to be that disparity with reception because the hearts are open to a certain level. They are not all open the same. It's not all the same. It's to a level. You say, okay, now this person is more teachable, so I can hit more. Yeah. So it depends on how teachable you are that you would have certain sensitive instructions come to you. So when I read the book, I was like, wow, that's really something. Yes. Yes, it's true. Yeah. To the people that I really love. I mean, not the people who are really teachable. I can say, go and do this and do and do that. And I don't give them any money. Go and do this, go and do that. Go and pay this, go and pay. And I don't give them money. You see that? Because that is the real heart. It's because you know that not doing those things is what makes them receive what ordinary people will not receive. Is to be teachable. Now that's not to say when I give you something, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it depends on how teachable. See, how teachable. Yeah, there's some people that say, go do this, say, take transport. There's some people that say, go do this, and I don't talk about transport. I don't know how they'll go. But you see, not knowing how to go and not knowing how to respond to it is the blessing of being available to receive. That's how you actually get it. So it depends on how teachable you are, how listening you are. How teachable. There are some people you think that you are making them suffer. No, you are actually making them what God wants them to become. Yes. Yes, that's how it is. So, it flows like that. See that? So from today, you are becoming teachable in all aspects of your life. There are some people, maybe if they bring somebody and I say, this guy is not correct. Yeah? I'll say, pastor doesn't want us to marry. You see that? He doesn't like us to marry. He doesn't like us to. He wants us to die virgins. Yes. And there are some people I can say, hey, no, not this one. And they will not say, oh, pastor doesn't want us to. They will just say no. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And do you know the funny thing? When you are around teachable people, you are not careful for them. So it means that you take them through the rigorous way of how things should be done. So being over careful, let's allow. It means that there's not gotten to that level where you can actually teach. Say, do this, don't do that. Let's pray about it. Let's pray some more. Let's teach ability. It varies. Yeah. Somebody came to me with a relationship, and I said, break the thing, move out of it. And I was not merciful. I said, just stop the thing quickly. And the person said, okay, if you are not agree, that's all, we are done. Yeah, I was shocked. But that is teachable. I now say, oh, that's someone serious to take. It's not, we've been in a relationship for this years, and we've so much invested into it. And because of that, you are the one now telling me that you have invested into it. You are just not teachable. So I have some kind of information to give you. I can't give you every information. I have some kinds. I don't give you all. But everybody here is becoming teachable. The word of God taught you is the word of God you will listen to. The word of God taught you is the word of God you will abide in. God's word explained to you is what you would walk by, you live by. Yes, it's all part of the teachability. I'm teaching you on prayer. You're saying, Pastor, it's not really easy like that to pray. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I'm teaching you on prayer. You are telling me that it's not that easy. So are you trying to tell me that everything that I'm saying does not make sense? Because I'm trying to teach you, and you are trying to tell me that it's not easy. How about, Pastor, we've heard the teachings, and we are working on it, and we are trying to pray. I said I was not going to talk for long, but I've even over-talked 45 minutes. So the word of God taught you is what you should do. Sometimes you say, God says we should rejoice, we should be full of faith. And then you say that, Pastor really doesn't understand. Me, the moment I hear that, I've stopped counseling you. The moment I hear that, I might not tell you after, but I'll just stop from there. Because there is nothing that you would say that they would listen to. Pastor, you don't understand. You are not serious. Then why did you come? You know, someone comes for saying, you are counseling. Or you are trying to counsel in a certain way. And the person said, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. So if you knew what it was, why didn't you do what you said you wanted to do? You are not going to tell me that it's not like that. I don't know what I'm telling you. Say, Pastor, you don't really understand. Okay, I don't understand. Make me understand. How about you just shut up and listen? Because you are the one that's coming in for what you know that would bless you, or what you know that should happen. It's not like that. Pastor, you don't really understand. Pastor, you don't really get it. Then why did you come in the first place? The moment I hear, Pastor, you don't really get it, I'm like, oh, praise God. Praise God. We'll just pray and then trust God for it. We'll trust God. When you see me just say pray, I'm just looking for a way to just close everything. So, you know what? Let's just close it up. Because you never will listen. Like couples who are fighting, and then they come and they say, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm trying to tell you that this is what will help you. You say, you don't really understand. You don't really understand. How about you just shut up and do what you are telling it to do? Then if it doesn't work, you come back and say, oh, what you said, it did not really work. Oh, so please, we want another one. So you see that some people are not teachable. You see, they are not teachable. There are many things that people said to me. I never agreed, but I just listened. Yes, I listened carefully. carefully. I listened carefully. Carefully. I listened carefully. One time, my mom, I remember, she was telling me, you need to move. You need to move. I said, oh, mommy, eh? What's that always? You need to move. You need to move. You need to move. Eh? No. As for, you know, living with someone and staying in someone's house, I don't really like. Just move to your own place. I'm okay. I'm comfortable. I'm this. I said, you know, okay, I've heard you. I've heard you. But I still definitely have to pray, get to know what God is saying, then I can do what is happening. But sometimes you just need to listen. Just say, yeah, yes, please, I've heard you out. Yes, sir. And then you probably might get to see that, oh, okay. It's not that you are going to do it, but you are listening. You are not arguing. Having different opinions here and there. Yeah. So when you see that your pastor and everybody is careful for you, it means you are not that teachable. Yeah. Like when I'm careful for you, you're still not. Because I'm afraid maybe you're fragile in a certain way. So if I say something in a certain way, you will not really be happy. The ones that I just say, hey, you are fooling, you know that. Say, yes, please, I know very well, I'm really fooling. Yeah. So from today, you're going to be teachable. When you get into places, you pay attention to details. You listen rather than always want to speak. Right? Rather than always wanting to speak. Rather than always wanting to speak. Rather than always wanting to speak. Hmm? Rather than always wanting to speak. There are people who come to me and they say, man of God, what is God saying? And I'm like, wow. I didn't know you also believe that I can do something. Or I didn't know. I thought you didn't believe. I didn't know that you also believe that I can do something. And I'm shocked. Then you now have counsel. Then you are now saying, you know, you don't really understand. You don't. And the funny thing is that even the men of God I give counsel to, they are very happy. And they feel very blessed. And I'm saying, hey, so God, am I the one you are using? They feel very happy. And they go back and they take it like God has spoken. You know, sometimes I really sit down and I'm like, God, let's be serious here. Let's be serious. I'm always amazed. Every time I'm amazed at what God is. I'm so amazed. Let's be serious. And then you say, maybe you don't really understand. Pastor really doesn't. Pastor doesn't. Let's do this. Let's do the pastor. It's like he doesn't really. No. Remain teachable. Are you listening? Wives, teachable to your husbands. Teachable in everything. Husbands, teachable to your wives. There are things to learn and there are things to unlearn. In relationships, there are always things to learn and unlearn. Hmm? Yes. The fact that you like rice and then somebody does not like rice does not mean that everybody should learn how to eat rice. No, you can be teachable. How about try out the yam? See how it goes. Hmm? Yes, it's true. I'm telling you, how about try out the rice, see how it goes. How about try out the see how it goes. Say, I don't like a yellow shirt. How about you trying out to wear a red shirt instead of a yellow shirt that somebody does not like? How about you can be teachable? You know, there are things to learn. There are things to learn. The world doesn't just revolve around you. There are things to learn. There are things to correct. There are things to adjust. There are things to become better at. There are things to that. Yes. There are things to learn. You can't always be the one saying that I'm very straight and very, what do you call it? The same. As for me, I'm very straight. I don't know. No. There are things to learn. There are people that when you get to, you can't be straight. You can't be, you have to learn how to be bending. You have to bend a bit. So be teachable in all aspects. And I'm going to grow in my teachability in Jesus' name. That when I see something, I'll learn it. And I'll never stop learning. I'll learn from the child. I'll learn from the adult. I'll learn from them from the inexperience. I'll learn from the experience. I'll learn. Because when you stop learning, you stop growing. Yes. Stop learning, you stop growing. So you're going to be teachable in Jesus' name. Jesus, so you have good relationships with people. You learn. You have good, whatever relationship, marriages, homes, because you are teachable. There are things to learn. So you learn those things. God is helping you to be teachable. When your teachers say things to you, listen. Don't argue. Say that we know that. Shut up and listen. Just listen. Listen. Say, do it like this, do it like that. Hey. There are times that women, I'm sure we've all seen it, they'll advise the father or the father. The father goes to just mess up. Meanwhile, they were telling the father, hey, this thing you are doing. Hey, the mother will say, hey, Kwame, this thing you are doing. Kwame, this thing you are doing. Oh, hey, yeah, it will be fine. Ever far. Hey, Kwame, where am I? Hey, Kwame. And you realize that, oh, there's trouble. It's like the mother will say it. You see, a woman, you should be teachable. Even in situations where you are right, you still be teachable. You just say, oh, just keep quiet. Just keep quiet. And men and their pride, they don't want to say sorry. They'll be pretending like they let me not even expose certain things. Giving you is like they try to say sorry without saying sorry, but they want to cover things up. It's like, how are you doing today? And just say sorry. The other time it didn't go well. What you said, see my dear, whatever, it has happened, though. It has happened. So let's just see, have you eaten? Are you okay? Yeah. Proud people never say sorry. They try to act the sorry. They'll never say sorry. They'll never say sorry. Because they are not teachable. So learn to say sorry. When you say, oh, I missed it. Oh, forgive. And don't take yourself too serious all the time. You know, you can't say sorry. There are some things you laugh about. You say, please, I'm very sorry. Some things also you are seriously saying sorry. But you can't always be. I mean, right. So from today, you're becoming teachable. Teachable. You know how to say sorry in Jesus' name. You know how to learn. You know how to unlearn. Yes. You know how to learn. You know how to unlearn. You're going to remain teachable. You're remaining teachable. You are staying teachable. 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 You learn things with a lot of meekness. With a lot of meekness in the name of Jesus. With a lot of meekness. Be quick to say sorry. Be quick to say, you know, I missed it. You know, forgive. I missed it. You know, I didn't, it wasn't intentional. I didn't do it right. I didn't fix it. I didn't do it well. Just be quick to saying that. And every one of us, let's stay teachable. Don't try to prove a point. Are you listening? Yes, don't try to be different. Just be teachable. I believe that God is going to be raising and pouring out His graciousness to you in supernatural ways. In Jesus' name. Even in the anointing and the flow of the Spirit, be teachable. Be teachable. Be teachable. I started teaching with, you know, a greater level of the anointing when I submitted myself to go for a camp that people were saying that the preacher is very simple, and the preacher is very simple. There's nothing revelatory about it. Meanwhile, it was in that meeting I actually received a special grace. Be sitting there and be saying that, oh, pastor is just simple and all of that. Be sitting there and be saying that, oh, it's just be there and be saying that our time is almost up. When it closes, we are gone. When it closes, you are blessed. So don't sit there and say that pastor is very simple and he teaches very simply. And there's grace. Yes. So I received the ministry, a special unction to teach. Yes. After that meeting of people saying that it's not really, there's nothing exciting. They are just a bunch of excited folks. You must be silly to think that way. Have you ever seen a bunch of silly folks listen? I mean, in that number before? Usually it's a bunch of, bunch of excited folks. They are just young, excited folks. Don't talk like that. Be simple, be teachable. There are things to learn everywhere. Are you listening? God's grace upon your life is increasing in Jesus' name. I love you all. You are dismissed.